At Avocado, we know that not all mattresses are created equal. While other beds trap heat, ours sets it free. Made without polyurethane foams and crafted with natural latex, cotton, and wool. Breathable, comfortable, and supportive. No overheating, just clean, organic sleep that performs. Save 15% on our award-winning mattresses this July 4th sale. Avocado, celebrate organic. Shop at avocadomattress.com or leading retailers nationwide.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Fionnán Sheehan is with me, Ireland editor at the Irish Independent. So Fionnán, how at this stage do you read the tea leaves, election 2024?
Well, if you thought the political system was fragmented last Friday, you ain't seen nothing yet, to borrow Simon Harris's phrase. So you've got, you know, serious players on the pitch now in a variety of constituencies, from Independent Ireland and AIM2 and Social Democrats have expanded their franchise as well. So that this all changes the dynamic in pretty much every constituency for the next general election, that it puts people in play who previously weren't thought to be there. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have got their mojo back. They were quite happily fighting for the top spot all day. Fine Gael winning by 0.1%. Fianna Fáil saying they're still going to take more seats than them, so they're back and fairly confident. The Greens it'll send a message to the other parties on the soft left that there is a price to be paid for going into government. You can happily sit on the opposition benches and complain away. Once you go into government, you're going to get kicked. But then that's you also want to be in there to implement your policies. And then we come to Sinn Féin, where you're scratching your head wondering what on earth we at all. As I don't think you can simply blame the voters here. You got to also look at the party. Bad candidate selection, bad vote management, bad campaign.
So let's go through some of that. So what was bad about it? Because the consensus after the last general election was you didn't run enough candidates. You've got to run more. And I think there was even a Sinn Féin tweet as recently as April or May with Mary Lou standing surrounded by hordes of Sinn Féin candidates with the caption, "Make sure you run enough candidates this time, Mary Lou."
Yeah, and she had 300 odd candidates across the country. Unfortunately, they picked those candidates back when Sinn Féin were in the 30% in the opinion polls. And you can see that shaped in the number of candidates who they were running in particular areas. Not least, Mary Lou will now be told, well, what about your own backyard? You run four candidates, you win one seat. Fine Gael, who were supposed to be on their last legs, won two seats there in Caberdasnim, where Mary Lou McDonald lives. You brought in a sitting councillor from another area to bolster your ticket there, didn't win, lost the seat that was vacated there. Just a general calamity. And we're also seeing now the real shock results here. The worst might be yet to come for Sinn Féin if they don't win a seat in Ireland Midlands North West. And the word coming back from the tallies there was that they would be very much struggling, that the vote was poor. It was split between two candidates, neither of whom really caught on over the course of the campaign. So this reliance that Sinn Féin have developed, where they were looking at 2020 and go, actually, we can run anybody. Once they have the Sinn Féin name and their Mary Lou's person attached to their name, they'll get elected. No. You need good candidates to be in the field, people who have worked the ground, developed a relationship with their voters. I was looking at their candidates who they have in place in the constituencies where they don't have seats at the moment, and they all flopped. And these are people who were selected over 2 years ago as the Sinn Féin general election candidates for the next election. So presumably they were just TDs in waiting. And in one case, couldn't even get 500 votes in a local election. That's not somebody who is going to be a benefit to the party come a general election, unless they get an overwhelming day. So can't just wait for the wave. You have to sometimes you have to create that wave yourself.
Okay, so I mean, is that then a reflection of the quality of those candidates, or the quality of those candidates campaigning, or is there also a sense of kind of on a national level the tide receding for Sinn Féin?
Well, it certainly went out for, I mean, they'll argue, look, that their vote increased on the local elections from five years ago. Fine, it went up about two points. That's grand. They'll come back with more seats, probably 20 more seats than they had previously. Yeah, that's great, lads. But, you know, you were telling us to vote for change, and this was the beginning of change, and that they were offering an alternative to the government, and that clearly wasn't happening. They were also basically behaving in a manner for the last 4 years that we can kind of do what we want because we've got the public on our side. So we don't need to be accountable. We don't need to be transparent. We don't need to answer your old questions. We can just get along fine. We're
communicating. But is it that the public don't believe them, that they represent change anymore, that there was a protest vote there and that protest vote has moved? Or is it that some of the public actually don't want change anymore? They think, you know what? It's actually fine.
Yeah, it could be it's the economy stupid and people have just got used to what is there at the moment and said, look, we want the country to be run in a semi-competent manner rather than taking a risk. It almost looks like what Sinn Féin had on offer here wasn't being bought by the public, that they didn't convince people that they represented a major change. That in being a party in the Dáil, they weren't holding the government to account enough. And there is also an element of the equation where some voters believe when you are in the Dáil, well, that you're supposed to be running the country from there, whether you're in government or opposition, and that they weren't sufficiently holding the government to account. So there is some frustration, rightly, on Sinn Féin's part, where they're saying people were annoyed with the government and they took it out on us, and it's nothing to do with us. But at the same time, you're kind of looking at them going, okay, but you haven't really differentiated yourself enough on a number of issues, and on other issues you've been very muddy on where exactly your thinking is. So they're going to go, I have to go back to the drawing board and look at what exactly is their pitch to the public now at this stage.
So this is like, I've lost count of the amount of people who asked me after Saturday, were Kilkenny good or Dublin just bad? And Fine Gael will I'm sure point to Simon Harris and say, listen, it's been a shot in the arm having a new leader, and Leo Varadkar even acknowledged as much. Is that true? Yeah, or is this the story of Sinn Féin floundering?
On an apparently really good day for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, they're in the low 20s here. Like, I mean, this is not spectacular results by any means for them. On a day where there was low turnout in working class areas amongst young people, where older, established, middle-class voters came out and voted, there's still only both of them hitting the lower 20s. So that's not.
And would that put a halt to the gallop of anybody who suggests that we should have a general election based on these? Yeah, they might think, hold on, a general election might actually energise voters a bit more, and some of those areas that didn't turn out, they might turn out, and they're not going to turn out for us.
Yeah, we had low turnout, and the first signs of that were kind of being shown on Friday afternoon, when you saw in working class areas that the turnout was very low. You then saw in those working class areas when the votes came in that while in places where Sinn Féin was expected to be strong, yeah, they were strong, but there were a chunk of their vote had gone from them to more kind of dissenting voices, shall we say. So there is a risk very much there now that you go from a local European elections with a 50% turnout to a general election with a 65-70% turnout, and you get a completely different result because the people who didn't vote on Friday will come out and they'll vote in a different fashion. So that's why Simon Harris is right to be fairly cautious now about his next step.
So in terms of that next step, people at this stage will have heard all the speculation and all the arguments in favour of an early election. What's the argument to stay going until March?
Yeah, so we can keep going until March the 22nd.
Okay.
The last possible legal, constitutional and logistical day that you can hold the general election based upon 5 years on from the first sitting of the Dáil and add on 20, 30 days from there. Okay, so you can get to that point. So why would you go that far? Well, we were given a mandate for 5 years to provide solid, stable government. We did that through a unprecedented pandemic, through a cost of living crisis, through a war in Ukraine and the increasing pressures of climate change. Throughout that time, we sought to make progress, and here we are now looking back for a renewed mandate. That's the argument there. Also, you know, the economy is going to continue we believe to be quite strong. If they can show some form of progress in terms of delivery on housing and health during that period as well, that they will welcome that. There's also the reality of going into a general election with a stable government where you've said that all three parties agree. Now, if Fianna Fáil and the Green Party are both saying we want to go the full course, doesn't seem to be any appetite in the Green Party to go anywhere yet. They want to see out their full term. And Micheál Martin is openly saying he's happy to hold the by-elections and then go in the spring. Then Simon Harris has seemed to be breaking from them. So you've got some sort of little fissure in the early days of an election campaign rather than a strong and stable coalition government. What people will be watching after this weekend as well, is there now a new block of transfers in Irish politics, which is called Fianna Fáil to Fine Gael, which traditionally wasn't there. Probably a phenomenon created by your county man, Phil Hogan, back in 2011.
Lend
us your votes. And that concept has kind of kicked in there. Both parties are now medium-sized at best, and they align on an awful lot of topics, and they will be looking at transfer patterns this weekend and saying, okay, without entering a formal pact, is there an actual situation here where our voters basically agree that we are best off when winning government together? It depends what size of mandate you get to see who runs that show, but that, you know, the last 5 years have shown that it is possible to do that. And then they can turn around and go, you can have us, grand, you mightn't like us. We might take a while to make any progress and stuff, but you can't trust that crowd over there. That'll be the message.
Look at Phil Hogan, after everything, still shaping elections. Yeah. Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor at the Irish Independent. Fionnán, thanks a million. Lots of people are getting in touch on that front. Chris is unimpressed. We're a joke, he says. A 50% turnout and we call ourselves a democracy. Nothing but totally disgraceful. Somebody else says, I reside in Artane, Whitehall. Feeling on the ground is Sinn Féin showed arrogance toward the electorate by putting up candidates that no one knew, had no local profile, but the assumption being the Sinn Féin name would ensure a vote. That has gone down like the proverbial lead balloon. Their arrogance got its due reward. We're not stupid nor ill-informed. That is a text from one person. The top of Sinn Féin has gone stale and can only say the government is out of touch to whatever the problem is, said somebody else. Mary Lou coming out on the day of the last referendum and saying they would rerun the referendum if elected into government is exactly what happened to them. Learn to read the room. Mary, that's from Ray, who's listening in Limerick. And somebody else, because lots of them are Sinn Féin and Mary Lou related. We'll get back to some of that detail and some of those issues in a moment. But somebody else, Dee, says, why is Limerick mayoral's vote going to transfers? It's a one-seat position. Why not just do first past the post like a presidential election? 087 1400 106, like I say, the number. Owen O'Brien is Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson. He is with us, but so too is Barry Andrews, who is a Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin, continues or hopes to continue to be a Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin. And Barry, I understand the numbers looking good in that regard.
Yeah, good afternoon, Kieran. Yeah, the first count came in last night, and I was delighted to top the poll and on 16.5%. So the quota is 20%. So still some work to do, still some transfers to attract over the counts. That we're at the seventh count, as you probably know, and I'd say another. It might be tomorrow, I think, before anybody's elected.
So what do you put the success down to? How do you interpret the results?
Of the European elections or the local
of the European
elections
in your constituency in Dublin?
Oh, in my yeah. Well, look, we ran a very positive campaign. We insisted that we were going to focus on a pro-EU message, a message that we recognise that the European Union is the engine of growth of the Irish economy, for growth and prosperity. While at the same time acknowledging that we have to do business in a different way. I spent a good bit of my time as an MEP working on the idea of business responsibility to the climate and to human rights. So trying to get that balance right, trying to present that positive message that we should not be complacent with what we have as members of the European Union and the important role it plays in attracting FDI, but recognising that there is an agenda to improve the way we do business in the European Union. That's something where I think Ireland has real credibility and the potential for leadership. So that was the positive message. I think incumbency played a key role as well, and name recognition probably. You know, more abstract ideas that help. And you can see that in the local elections too. I think you just mentioned in your report that there were a lot of Sinn Féin candidates that were unknown and simply put up under the Sinn Féin banner. That really doesn't work very well. So certainly in my case, incumbency and name recognition played a fairly significant role too.
How do you read then the tea leaves more broadly when you look at results, both local and European, coming in across the country?
Well, I think for ourselves, I was told yesterday that we Fianna Fáil hadn't topped the poll in Dublin in a European constituency since 1989. So that's a straw in the wind for the future, for the general election, that we can be competitive in the certainly in the 5-seat constituencies, but also in the 4-seat constituencies in Dublin. There's a couple of 3-seat constituencies that will be hard, but Dara O'Brien is in one of them. So we really do have a chance of increasing our cohorts of TDs in the capital. So that's a really positive thing. Our local elections results in Dublin are patchy. Again, it's very granular. We'll have to review candidate selection, how soon that happened, who they were, the supports that they received. And, you know, that will give us an insight into who will be in a strong position. People like Shane Moynihan in Dublin Midwest topped the poll in Palmerston. You know, I don't have any special inside knowledge, but he would clearly be a front runner to represent Fianna Fáil in the general election in that constituency.
Owen O'Brien, as I say, is with us as well, a Sinn Féin TD and the party's housing spokesperson. Owen, what's your interpretation of the results as they've come in over the last couple of days?
Well, Kieran, I'm here in the RDS, and obviously one of the good news stories is we're certainly looking poised in a good position for Lynn Boylan to retake the seat that she lost back in 2019. Our percentage share of the vote is up in the Europeans, as indeed it is in the locals across the city. More generally, obviously, we had set ourselves very ambitious targets. We wanted to see a significant increase in the number of seats. And while more people did come out to vote for us on Friday, nowhere near enough as what we had hoped for. So we're a little disappointed with the results. But having said that, elections are about whether you win seats or lose seats on the previous comparable election. And in this one, we are winning seats. That is in stark contrast to Fianna Fáil in particular, but also Fine Gael. They've had their poorest local election for decades. They are losing votes and they are losing seats. And while obviously, particularly the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach have been attempted to kind of spin those as a good news story, it is far from it. But from our own point of view, I think the big takeaway is there's a very, very large number of people who we were really hoping would come out and support our candidates, many of whom were first-time candidates, and that's not a bad thing, particularly many of those young candidates. But we failed to convince those people to get out and support our message for change.
Is it that your sense that you failed to convince them to get out and vote? Because we know the turnout was low in areas, or that they voted for somebody else?
Yeah, so if you take, for example, Dublin Midwest, my own constituency in Palmerstown is in there. In fact, not only did we hold, but we increased our vote in that constituency, as we have done in many constituencies across the state, albeit marginally. So it's not that people who voted for Sinn Féin in 2020 or indeed in 2019 have gone elsewhere. Those people who voted for, say, myself and Mark Ward in the general election in 2020, but who didn't vote for us in 2019, in the main, they have stayed at home. And I think that's because we failed on our side to really give them a sense that things could change. And if they got out on the day and voted for Sinn Féin, that it would be part of that process.
And why do you think, or how do you explain that failure? Because the party leader, Murray Lou MacDonald, a clip of her earlier talking about these being the most important local and European elections in a generation. So if that was the message from on high, why did it fail to land?
Yeah, and I think the answer to that was given to us on the doors when we were talking to people. There's a huge number of people out there who have been let down by this government. The cost of living crisis, the housing crisis, the healthcare crisis is really weighing down heavily on people. And of course, that's one of the reasons why Fianna Fáil in particular are losing seats and votes in Dublin. And when we were talking to some of these people on the doors, and again, some of them voted for me in 2020, they are so fed up and frustrated. Their kids are living, adult kids, in the box bedroom of their own home into their 30s. They have elderly parents who are waiting for years and waiting. The cost of living is going up much faster than the wages that they're bringing in. And there was almost a sense in which they were blaming the entire political class for the failures of the government. Now, I think that's understandable, given the pressures people are under. But also for many of them, I think the idea that the local elections was the vehicle to change that, we probably just didn't work hard enough to convince them of the merit of that position. And therefore, I think what we need to do now is, first of all, listen very, very carefully to the people who were expressing concern on the door, particularly in the last week, week and a half of the campaign, and where they were telling us we were getting things wrong. Did we get the referendums wrong? Are we not communicating how we would deliver change in housing and healthcare and other issues more clearly?
Yeah.
We need to internalise those and then respond, because there's going to be an election very soon, later this year, early next year, and that election is going to be a very clear choice. More of the same from Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and more than likely Conservative right-wing independents on the basis of this weekend's results, or an alternative government of change that is going to tackle those crises created by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in housing, healthcare, childcare, mental health services, etc. So we've had a bit of learning to do, but what I will say is this has been a bad weekend for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Disappointing for Sinn Féin, yes,
yeah,
but not good for the government.
Let me go back to Barry Andrews on that.
Into the general election,
Barry, a good weekend for you, obviously, but would you agree, given that the overall vote is down for the two main government parties, it is a bad weekend?
No, I wouldn't. I admire Owen's capacity to sugarcoat what has been a disastrous election for Sinn Féin. To describe the increase in their percentage share of the vote masks the fact that they had a catastrophically bad election in 2019 and only a marginally less catastrophic election in 2024, whereas the figures look like Fianna Fáil will remain the largest party in local government at the end of the counts. I think people are looking a little bit more closely at Sinn Féin's platform. Obviously, there was an audience for the criticism of government policy for a long time. But as we get closer to the general election, I think the electorate take a much more forensic look at what Sinn Féin has to offer by way of an alternative. And I don't think it's just a case of not being able to mobilise the vote and people just stayed at home. I think people are beginning to come to conclusions that Sinn Féin's policies are inconsistent. They present different positions on key issues.
Like what?
On migration, the idea, I understand that Sinn Féin were distributing leaflets just before the election in County Louth, of all places, saying that they're against open borders, weaponizing the border on the island of Ireland. It's a really extraordinary position for Sinn Féin to find themselves in. When just a few months ago, Mary Lou MacDonald completely rejected the idea that there is such a thing as open borders. How could there be? I think people became confused about Sinn Féin's positions on the referendums, on hate speech, on defence, on housing, on too many issues. And so, you know, it's not for me to tell Sinn Féin what their business is. We have lessons to learn, too, in Fianna Fáil from this election in Dublin, in candidate selection. We certainly have some positive takeaways too, and if we do end up as the largest party in government, I think that'll be a remarkable success given the opinion polls that were published over the last 6 months.
Owen, is that another lesson you're going to have to take? Fewer schizophrenic policy positions?
Not at all. I do think in any election where you haven't had the results
more
you
of
want,
them.
In any election where you don't get the result you want, you have to be honest. You have to own up to your mistakes, and then you have to rectify them. And I think we've been very upfront about that. We've clearly said that we're disappointed with the results. There are things we didn't get right in the campaign. There are issues around messaging and communication that I think the party has to fix. There's no doubt about that. But let's not forget, Fianna Fáil is deeply divided on the hate crime legislation. Fianna Fáil Council is the far-right party and contested this election as independent. And ultimately, all of the crises we have, healthcare, housing, childcare, the appalling mismanagement of the refugee accommodation crisis, that is the responsibility of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They have been in government together for 8 years, Fine Gael in government for 12, record homelessness, record house prices, record rent, glacial delivery of social housing, virtually no affordable housing being delivered, hospital waiting time is getting longer. There is a sense out there that this government is out of time, out of ideas, out of touch. But we have to
is
work
that true?
Much, much harder.
The out-of-touch thing. I know it keeps getting repeated. I mean, but just because you keep saying something doesn't make it true.
But
and if you listen to kind of
Sinn Féin TDs like yourself, if you listen to social media, if you listen to certain columnists in national newspapers, one of them writing today that everybody agrees that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have spent too long in government. Is that really true? 50% of people who voted at the weekend voted for government parties.
Yes, but on a chronically low turnout. And again, as I said, the lowest share of the vote for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in local election in decades. But the point I was going to make is this, because I do think it's important politicians are honest and don't just try and spin their way out of election results. We made mistakes. We got things wrong. We have to listen to the people on the doors who were telling us that, and they have been telling us that, particularly over the last number of weeks. And then we have to fix those. And I'm absolutely confident that whenever the general election is called and people are given a very, very clear choice of more of the same failed Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and more than likely Conservative Independent coalition or an alternative government for change, and I would welcome all of the scrutiny that the electorate will give of our policies going into that, then I think there's going to be a real contest. Okay. Well, because we will have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to end the dominance of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, Conservative, centre-right incumbent gruel, or have a government...
Once-in-a-generation opportunity. Where did I hear a Sinn Féin leader say that recently?
But this general election is going to be so important because it's the first chance.
That wasn't really, you didn't really mean it.
Fundamentally different to the failed policies of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on housing, on healthcare, on childcare, on community infrastructure investment, as well, of course, of tackling issues around climate change and all Ireland development. So we have a job of work to do. But I'm looking forward to the general election when it's called, because this country desperately needs change.
Owen O'Brien.
And they won't get it from Barry Andrews.
Owen O'Brien, thank you for your time, as always. And Barry Andrews, congratulations on the imminent re-election to Europe. Barry Andrews, Fianna Fáil MEP, Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD, and the party's housing spokesperson.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.